Rishus, Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva, and the Chashev Rebbeim, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the ambassadors of the Yeshiva and the Yeshiva itself for putting together such a warm and uplifting experience for all of us here participating in the Archikal. The precision and care that was put into this week of learning and reconnection is bar none. And if I can speak on behalf of all of us here, I would like to express my hakaras hatov for not only welcoming us back with open arms, but pushing us to always come back, relive some of the memories we built our foundations on. Now, I must apologize in advance. Typically, when I speak, I like to be very brief, but I've been told that there's an anonymous donor that's pledged a sum of money to the yeshiva, depending on my word count, so please bear with me. The Mir, with its precision, not only picked the week of Thanksgiving week, which is traditionally a lighter work week in America, but also picked the perfect parsha to speak on. Parshas Vayetze. I think this speaks to the constant siyata d'shmaya we see when it comes to the Mir Yeshiva. The first pasuk in this week's parsha, as is mentioned many times in many drashas, is Vayetze Yaakov v'Be'er-Sheva v'yelech Charana. And Yaakov went out, or he left Be'er-Sheva, and he went to Charan. The Baal Turim on this week's parsha speaks out and says the Rosh HaTevis of Mi Be'er-Sheva are Shin and Mem, referencing Shem. The Sefer Tevis of Yaakov Mi Be'er-Sheva are Ayin, Beis, and Resh, referencing Aver. The Baal Turim is noting the 14 years where Yaakov Avinu spent learning in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver, learning in Yeshiva prior to his next stop. The next words in the pasuk are Vayelech Charana. Now Charan is referenced to as a place, but it's also translated as commotion and turbulence. The pasuk is alluding to the idea of leaving the Arba Kaisli Beis Medrash and entering a new world, a world of work, a world of chaos, a world of distraction. The word Vayetze is also used by the Egel in Parshas Kisiso. Over there, the Rashbam explains Vayetze to mean Nigmara Malachta. So from a more understandable point of view, Vayetze doesn't mean it left. It means, and he emerged. The Torah teaches us something subtle but profound. Yaakov didn't simply leave. He emerged. The next pasuk gives us the continuation. Vayifka b'makom. The pasuk in this week's parasha is teaching us that you don't leave a place when you leave yeshiva. A Talmud emerges, and even when he enters a world of distraction, a world of commotion, Vayifka b'makom, he always has those moments where he reconnects with that which he built his foundation on. How apropos that this is this week's parasha. Every person here who came to the Arche Kala is a representation of this idea. We aren't here to remember what we had in the past. Rather, we are here because we never left. Our years in yeshiva are what formed us into what we have become, and we come back to reinforce those connections and retain that level as best as we can so we can keep on living. Vayifka b'makom. I'm told it's typical to use this forum to speak about a personal connection to the yeshiva, so I'll do my best to relay those feelings of connection. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael, I was in yeshiva Toras Moshe, otherwise known as Tomo, which was not too far from here at the time. It was on Rehov Yol. After spending 2 years there, most of my shir and my chevra went back to America to work on the next phase of their life. I personally didn't feel that way, and I wasn't ready to go back. Now, it's not very typical to transition from Tomo to the Mir, but after speaking with some mentors, I decided it was the right decision for me. I remember coming to the Mir and speaking to Rabbi Fall Katz about which shir to go to, and he recommended Rabbi Elephant. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that I would not be the person I am today without his guidance and wisdom. The kesher that was created over my time in his shir and for the years that followed after have been something I cherish dearly and has allowed me to have clarity in life in the most exceptional way. Some may use this platform to speak about the Arche Kala experience itself, which is truly exceptional. But to me, it's so much more than that. In 2013, my wife and I made the decision to move to Miami for a few years for schooling purposes. In the end, we decided to stay and we planted our roots in the Miami Beach community. Now, I know most of you here probably come on vacation in Miami, and you experience the kailim and the shuls and everything it has to offer, but at the end of the day, it's not Lakewood, it's not Muncie, it's not the Five Towns. Miami Beach has kailim, but it also has a much more diverse crowd. Growing up in the tri-state area and spending many of my formative years in Eretz Yisrael and the Mir Yeshiva, I subscribe to a certain way of life which may be different than some of those around me. For me, the Mir Yarchikala and being connected to the Mir Yeshiva in general is an opportunity to remind myself of the chabur of people that I'm connected to. Lamedei Torah, people and families who are committed and connected to Yeshiva, Rebbeim, and that way of life is the core of how we raise our families. This is my takeaway from a week like this. Along the same lines of Siyata Dishmaya, my connection with the Mir allows me a glimpse of a bird's eye view of the Siyata Dishmaya that the Mir Yeshiva has, whether it's the way the Mir somehow always seems to come through with paying Chalukah, or the Miami fundraising trips, which have seen tremendous Siyata Dishmaya from a city which has very minimal alumni. Being that I live in Miami, when the Mir ambassadors wanted to break into the community, I, along with several other family members and special individuals, were able to help spread the Mir connection, whether it's through a Shabbos of Chizuk, parlor meetings, or other opportunities. Just on a personal level, being connected with the Mir and its Siyata Dishmaya, attaching oneself to it, allows you to experience some of that Siyata Dishmaya. Last year, I was not at the Yarchikala, so on Thanksgiving Day, my wife reminded me of a story I said over at our Kiddin and Masechta Ratufa Seder last year, started by our very own Rabbi Yitzhak Wagner, wherever he is. Go ahead. About a year and a half ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael for a Simcha, and as I always do, I make it a point to visit my Rebbe, Rabbi Elfin. One of the things we talked about was my Siddurim. I was explaining to him that for most of my married life, I had a consistent chavrusa in the mornings. However, once I had my fourth child, mornings and school send-offs became a little difficult for one person. So I told my chavrusa, we need to put it on pause for now. That pause lasted a little too long, and before I knew it, we had our fifth child, Kainara, and the problem wasn't figuring itself out. I was telling Rabbi that as much as my wife said it's okay to go back to my old schedule, I didn't feel it was the best thing considering all the juggling that was required in the mornings. It may have been 2 days later, and the shul announced a new Kiddin HaMasechta Chaburah in the mornings. At that point, my wife seeing this on the shul chat, it wasn't even a question of whether I was going back to my morning seder. I had to go back. It wasn't just for me, no. I had to do it for the Chaburah. I say this story because the Siyata Dishmaya was uncanny. When you attach yourself to Torah and a Rebbe, the rest just works itself out, and the questions just fall away. Decisions that once felt heavy suddenly become obvious. Being at the Yarchikala for me is a reminder of the group of people that I belong to. A reminder that Vayetze Yaakov doesn't mean we left. It means we emerged. It means we are armed with the right tools to keep strong in the world of Charan. But most importantly, it's a reminder of Vayifka B'makom, that we always need to make for ourselves the opportunities to reconnect and remind ourselves who we are. Thank you again, and may all of our relationships with the yeshiva and its rebbeim continue to impact our families and our lives in the most positive way.